Good morning. Let us begin our service by singing hymn number 381. What brightness dawned in resurrection and shone in Mary's wondering eyes. Her heart was thrilled with new affection. She saw her Lord in life arise. Hymn number 381. Scriptural will be given by Deborah from Idaho.
I'll read from Matthew. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, to mock, and to scourge, and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, Ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 370. We are hid with Christ forever in the Father's holy plan. In this pure eternal union, we behold the perfect man. And we know that sin can never overthrow the sacred rod of dominion over evil. We are hid with Christ in God. Hymn number 370.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin our Sundays here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we talk about this week's lesson, other subjects that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better every day this wonderful Christian science. And we had another really good one this morning. In fact, we had a very good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, which I think I will, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. You can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11. And that Sunday school is available for children just about anywhere. It has its own dedicated teleconference number. And many of our students don't live in the area, but they attend via telephone. So if you don't live in the area, but have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call the church number, and we will give you the Sunday school number, and our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much, much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And if you attend in person, we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers, so you can bring the whole family. We have 18 different websites in 18 different languages. And this is our mission. We provide the very finest Christian Science literature, and many people around the world have found one of our websites, one or more, and often in their own language, and they have found the healing comfort of Christian Science. And for this, we are very grateful. And everything that's available on our websites is free of charge. Freely we have received, and freely we give. And one of the articles that's currently featured on our English website, I'd like to point out, is a very short but very, very useful article entitled Undefeatable Career by Peter V. Ross. Excellent. I'd recommend it highly. I also wanted to mention that we have a special website for children. And there is a link to the children's website on the front page of our English language website. And the children's website contains the study, if you will, for that week's Sunday school. And so if your child can't easily attend the Sunday school, your child can find what's being covered in the Sunday school on the children's website. It's really good, and it's a good alternative if you can't be here in person or attend via telephone. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Sylvia from Australia.
Page 675. Many physical and mental troubles overcome. Less than a year ago, when nothing but trouble seemed to encompass me, I was led to Christian Science. My mother's copy of Science and Health was always lying on the table, but I scarcely ever read it. One day, however, the mental conflict was so great, I commenced reading it in the hope of obtaining peace. Every day since then, my companions have been the Bible and Science and Health. At that time, I had a very serious eruption on my face, which had been there 2 years. We had consulted several physicians and used every remedy suggested to eradicate it, but they proved useless. I had given up all hopes of its ever being healed, as the physician we last consulted pronounced it tuberculosis of the skin and incurable. A few weeks after I commenced reading, I was amazed to see it almost healed over, and today my cheek is perfectly smooth while the scar is disappearing. In April, my baby was born with only the practitioner and a woman friend present. I suffered little pain, and the third day I went downstairs. I'm able to nurse him, a privilege of which I was deprived with my first child. He is a picture of health, having never been sick a day since he was born. KEWL, Mount Dora, Florida.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 6 of the Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Doctrine of Atonement. The golden text is from Revelation. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. The responsive reading is from John. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine.
As the Father knoweth me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again.
No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow.
And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
I and my Father are one. Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible. John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. John. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Much people of the Jews, therefore, knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. The people that therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bear record. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing?" And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake with him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, that ye may be the children of light." But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they shall be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. not as the world giveth, giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Matthew. When the morning was come, all of the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they crucified him. And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene. Mark. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Matthew. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Carol will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Christ, the divine manifestation of God, which comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error. Atonement is the exemplification of man's unity with God, whereby man reflects divine truth, life, and love. Jesus of Nazareth taught and demonstrated man's unity with the Father, and for this we owe him endless homage. Jesus established his church and maintained his mission on a spiritual foundation of Christ healing. He taught his followers that his religion had a divine principle which would cast out error and heal both the sick and the sinning. He claimed no intelligence, action, nor life separate from God. Despite the persecution this brought upon him, he used his divine power to save men both bodily and spiritually. The question then, as now, was, how did Jesus heal the sick? His answer to this question the world rejected. The Pharisees claimed to know and to teach the divine will, but they only hindered the success of Jesus' mission. Even many of his students stood in his way. If the master had not taken a student and taught the unseen verities of God, he would not have been crucified. That God's wrath should be vented upon his beloved son is divinely unnatural. Such a theory is man-made. To seek truth through belief in a human doctrine is not to understand the infinite. We must not seek the immutable and immortal through the finite, mutable, and mortal, and so depend upon belief instead of demonstration, for this is fatal to a knowledge of science. The understanding of truth gives full faith in truth, and spiritual understanding is better than all burnt offerings. The Master said, "No man cometh unto the Father, the divine principle of being, but by me, Christ, life, truth, love. For Christ says, I am the way." Through all the disciples experienced, they became more spiritual and understood better what the Master had taught. His resurrection was also their resurrection. It helped them to raise themselves and others from spiritual dullness and blind belief in God into the perception of infinite possibilities. They needed this quickening. Jesus said, "I knew that thou hearest me always," and he raised Lazarus from the dead, stilled the tempest, healed the sick, walked on the water. There is divine authority for believing in the superiority of spiritual power over material resistance. A miracle fulfills God's law, but does not violate that law. The efficacy of the crucifixion lay in the practical affection and goodness it demonstrated for mankind. The truth had been lived among men, but until they saw that it enabled their master to triumph over the grave, his own disciples could not admit such an event to be possible. Jesus endured the shame that he might pour his dear-bought bounty into barren lives. What was his earthly reward? He was forsaken by all save John, the beloved disciple, and a few women who bowed in silent woe beneath the shadow of his cross. Yet he swerved not, well knowing that to obey the divine order and trust God saves retracing and traversing anew the path from sin to holiness. While we adore Jesus and the heart overflows with gratitude for what he did for mortals, treading alone his loving pathway up to the throne of glory, in speechless agony exploring the way for us, yet Jesus spares us not one individual experience if we follow his commands faithfully. Christians are under as direct orders now as they were then, to be Christ-like, to possess the Christ spirit, to follow the Christ example, and to heal the sick as well as the sinning. Hear these imperative commands. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Heal the sick. It is not well to imagine that Jesus demonstrated the divine power to heal only for a select number or for a limited period of time, since to all mankind and in every hour, divine love supplies all good. The miracle of grace is no miracle to love. If truth is overcoming error in your daily walk and conversation, you can finally say, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith, because you are a better man. This is having our part in the at-one-ment with truth and love. Christians do not continue to labor and pray, expecting, because of another's goodness, suffering, and triumph, that they shall reach his harmony and reward. If the disciple is advancing spiritually, he is striving to enter in. He constantly turns away from material sense and looks towards the imperishable things of spirit. If honest, he will be in earnest from the start and gain a little each day in the right direction, till at last he finishes his course with joy. He to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed will believe our report and rise into newness of life with regeneration. Glory be to God and peace to the struggling heart. Christ hath rolled away the stone from the door of human hope and faith, and through the revelation and demonstration of life in God, hath elevated them to possible at-one-ment with the spiritual idea of man and his divine principle, love.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 413. Let us sing of Easter gladness that rejoices every day. Sing of hope and faith uplifted. Love has rolled the stone away. Lo, the promise and fulfillment. Lo, the man whom God hath made. Seen in glory of an Easter, crowned with light that cannot fade. Hymn number 413.
struggling heart. By power divine, the stone is rolled away.
With hope and faith now born, the truth of life revealed, God opened up our eyes to light of day. For when the third day came,
the darkness turned to light,
then Mary heard her name
and saw the living Christ
risen
to set the captives free,
risen,
ransom you and me,
to bind up every broken heart, to conquer death and sin,
risen. Still his wounded hands reveal the love he has.
For every fallen soul he came to save.
And Christ has come again,
and one by one will rise and praise his holy
name.
Let's now sing hymn number 275. Praise now, creative mind, maker of earth and heaven. Glory and power to him belong. Joy of the sun and skies, strength where the hills arise. So let us praise with joy and song. Hymn number 275.
Thank you. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Matthew. As it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. The angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen. Amen.